Krishna Krishna Hare Hare
Krishna Krishna Hare Hare
Hare Rama Hare Rama
Hare Rama Hare Rama
Rama Rama Hare Hare
Rama Rama Hare Hare
You all welcome at Jagannath Balaram Subhadra Gaur Nitai Jai Gaur Sundar Temple ISKCON Sochi for Sunday Feast Program.
The Prabhupada was from Jagannath Balaram Subhadra Gaur Nitai Jai Gaur Sundar
Regularly we are discussing on Sundays Bhagavad Gita as it is. Now we are in 6th chapter. The 6th chapter is Dhyana Yoga. When the word yoga comes, it means to connect. Actually, yoga means to connect the soul with Supreme Life. Yoga is like a staircase. From the ground floor, you want to go to the fourth floor, there's a one stair. The name of the stair is yoga. It connects the ground with the top. Then those who are living on the first floor, they are called Karam Yogis. They only go few steps and they are Karam Yogis. When in Karam Yoga, the knowledge and renunciation increases, then he advances few more steps and reaches the second floor called Jnana Yoga. Then one who is in knowledge and by that he wants to connect with Supreme Lord, when he starts meditation, then he goes a little further on the steps and reaches to the stage of Dhyana Yoga. Connect. Yeah, yoga means connect. When he wants to advance more in knowledge and start meditation, he goes up
on third
floor, Dhyana Yoga. And when he develops this mood of service and love for the Supreme Lord, then he goes to the top that is called Bhakti Yoga. Prabhupada used to call this is Yoga Ladder. The ladder is one, but these are the stages on the ladder. In Karma Yoga, the activity by the body.
Karma Yoga,
in the Jnana Yoga, use of the mind and intelligence. Oh, it is the intelligence which is used for discrimination. For Jnana Yoga, the instrument is mind. So one who controls the mind, then can he be called Jnana Yogi.
Jnana Yogi is
चित्त वृत्ति निरोध योग उच्यते। चित्त वृत्ति निरोध, चित्त मीन्स मेंटल एक्टिविटीज, वृत्ति मीन्स एक्टिविटीज ऑफ माइंड। निरोध मीन्स स्टॉपिंग, दैट इज कॉल्ड योगा। So, sixth chapter Krishna says there are two stages of this Dhyana Yoga. Yoga Arurukṣa, Yoga Arūḍha. Yoga Arurukṣa means beginner.
Yoga Arurukṣa, Yoga Arūḍha.
And Yoga Arūḍha means he is perfect in yoga.
Yoga Arūḍha.
Arūḍha means he is perfected in
yoga.
In other words, the beginning sadhana stage is called the yoga arūḍha. When the sadhana is complete, then he is called yoga arūḍha, siddha. This work which we are discussing today, 18, is the Yoga Arūḍha stage. It means the one who has controlled his mind. If you look the few verses before this, then there is a sadhana or a practice how to practice yoga. Describe how to practice yoga. How to sit in the yoga, where to sit. Not to eat more, not to eat less. Not to sleep more. Not to sleep less. So all these are different stages are told. How to practice? How to practice? This yoga is called a yoga of eight stages. First stage is called yama. Means don't do. What one should not do. Next stage is called nema. What to do. Third stage is called asana. Physical posture. Sitting postures. Asana means sit. Fourth stage is pranayama. There is breath control.
Control is pranayama.
The asana is to control the body. Pranayama is to control the mind. And then pratyahara. Pratyahara means limit your needs. Dharana. Dharana. Dharana means like river flows, like that your thinking process flows towards the practice. Dharana. Dhyana, meditation.
Dhyana.
And samadhi, the final stage.
Samadhi.
This is called Ashtanga Yoga. Eight limbs of a yoga. First seven stages is called yoga or luksha or practicing yogi.
Information concerning yoga also with
Until Pratyahara, when Dharana, Dhyana, Samadhi, that is perfection in yoga.
It's the first seven in the practice.
And then the last, six. Five plus, six.
And appear
Now we are reading this verse.
He should understand the text.
Yada vinyatam chittam.
Yada vinyatam chittam.
Atmaneva atmanah. Atmatishtate
Atmaneva vachishtate
Nishparaha sarva kamebhyo
Nishparaha sarva kamebhyo
Yukta isti uchyate sada
Yukta isti uchyate sada
Yada vinyatam chittam
Yada vinyatam chittam
Atmaneva vachishtate
Atmaneva
Nishpraha sarva kamebhyo
Yukta
iti uchyate tada Yada vinyatam chittam Atmaneva vachishtate Nishpraha sarva kamebhyo Yukta iti uchyate tada
Yukta iti uchyate tada
Yada
vinyatam chittam
Atmaneva vachishtate
Nishpraha sarva kamebhyo
Yukta iti uchyate tada
Yada vinyatam chittam
Yada vinyatam chittam
Atmaneva vachishtate
Atmaneva vachishtate
Nispriha sarva kamebhyo
Nispriha sarva kamebhyo
Yukta ityuchyate tada
Yukta ityuchyate tada Matari Mother Ma
Yada
vinyatam chittam
Atmani eva
vachishtate
Nishpraha
sarva kamebhyo
Yukta iti uchyate tada
Yada Yada means kada.
Kada.
Okay? It means condition.
Yada vishaya kada. It is uttam also.
Sada, then he will attend there.
Kada or from Tata or everything. Uttam also.
So one is kada, one is and tada is? What is tada called? Ishtunash
kada.
Last word.
Tada.
So same thing.
Yes,
same. So actually, kagda is also kada. Kada. Same. Yada is has become kagda. Same Sanskrit. Is it? Kagda. When? Kada. Yada. Same thing. So yada means when this you are near. This is niyat. V-niyat. See? V-niyat. Niyat. This is the same niyat. This is the Ruski niyat. Yes? Yeah. And the V is put in front of niyat. V.
Niyat. So V is period niyat.
वी मीन्स पर्टिक्युलरली विशेष मीन्स विथ एफर्ट नियत मीन्स नो नियत चित्तम चित्तम दैट एग्जैक्ट नियत टू वर्सेस बिफोर देयर इज द एग्जैक्ट वर्ड नियत आई शो यू वर्स 15 योगी नियत मानत नियत नियत नो योगी सेड नो टू माइंड नियत मीन्स नियत 15 कैन यू सी नियत
नियत फॉर मू नियत
मानत सो
नियत मानत प्रश्न वांस माइंड
Say no to the accused, no, niyat, no, niyat is, this niyat is a Sanskrit which is now in root speech, right? Kada is root speech, yes. Kada is root speech. Kada
is root speech.
Vinyata
chitta.
Chitta. See, these photos are called chitta. See, this is Panchasattva Chitra, this is the Sadbhuj Goranga Chitra.
Chitra, Gaurangi,
Yes, they are called Chitra in Hindi. So in our heart, we have many such photos, Chitra. You close your eyes and you can see so many things you like in your heart, okay? Your family, your friend, your love, beloved, these are all different chitta inside. Vinyasa chitta means take them all out. Why? Why? Because you want to put the chitra or photo or the meditation on Paramatma. You want to put that photo there. You have to clean the heart. So chitta means mind.
Chitta means mind.
Like chitta has two parts, mind has two parts. One part of the mind has information.
One function.
One function of the mind is information. The other part of the mind is pictures. Like Rasgulla. Mind Rasgulla, information. Rasgulla. Then mind like how it look like, then there is Then mind will look what is the shape of Rasgulla. It's a nice white spongy thing to eat, very sweet. Prabhupada. Information goes and then you see the photo in your mind of Prabhupada. So similarly, there are so many photos and information in the mind. Not of one life, many lifetimes. Mind is the major part of the subtle body which goes with the soul with all the impressions of previous life. Mind is the main part of subtle body. Which goes with the soul from one body to other body. Aeroplane, if crashes, then there's the one black box. The pilot put all the information in the black box, right? Right? So when this body finishes, the mind is black box, has full information. And the subject of Yamraj will study the mind. The people of Yamraj will examine the mind what he wanted. And they will give them the body which he desired. What is his desire? He will get that body. This is in the 5th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. 15th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. This is in the 15th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. So, yada vinyatam chittam. When somebody is able to completely clean the mind from many different desires. Atmane. This Atmane means spirituality, transcendental, one who is situated, and eva certainly and tishati. Then he is transcendentally situated. Atmane means transcendence. So when we go beyond mind, then we are in a transcendental realm. Then we are situated in a transcendental platform. So what is the symptom? One is situated in transcendental platform. Nishpraha, he has no desire. Because the chit is vinyatam, because the heart is completely clean. Nishpraha, sarva kamyo, all desires. All enjoying mentalities is stopped. All enjoying tendencies is stopped. Enjoy. Enjoyment. You can find the word enjoying. Kamejo, enjoyment. Yes?
English word.
Sarva kamejo. See the translation of sarva kamejo? Yeah.
So full sentence again.
Full 10 sentences. Mm-hmm. Then how you know that he is transcendentally situated? He has no any desire for enjoyment. Why? Because he is enjoying transcendentally. He is yukta, he is united with the Supreme. Yukta means united. Yoga and yukta are same word. Yoga and yukta are same Sanskrit word, same meaning. Because he is united with the Supreme. He is united in loving service with the Supreme. Now he is seeing within himself the Supreme Life. Yukta iti uchyate tada, then he is called his perfected yoga. So now this translation, read the translation of verse.
Когда идем упорядочивает деятельность ума и отворяющийся материальным желанием достигает духовного бытия, его называют утвердившимся в практике йоги.
So he is a perfect yogi, huh? He is established in yoga, means yoga aru. He has reached, by practice, he reached the perfection. Alright. Now, Prabhupada's purpose is alternative. Because Prabhupada knows the mood and mission of Krishna. Because in the end, Krishna will say what he wants to say. So, Srila Prabhupada in the commentary is saying, one way is to stop the activities of the mind and senses, that is the process of yoga. That is a negative process. But there is a positive engagement of senses and mind in the service of Supreme Lord Krishna. That is easy. That is natural. And that is topmost. Why the bhakti is superior to yoga? Yoga means this yoga, dhyana yoga. Because in yoga you have to stop mind and senses negatively. No, no, no. And bhakti you engage senses, yes, yes, yes. Yoga, don't eat.
Yoga, eat.
Bhakti, don't eat.
Bhakti, eat.
Yeah, very simple. Would you like no eat or Sunday fish? Which is good? Huh? Yogi, only one small line cross and sit like this. Breast decorated with nice dhoti, kurta and then dance. Hare Krishna, Hare Bol. Which is good? Dancing is good, sitting like without cloth like this. Which is good? Dancing is good, naturally. So, bhakti yoga is a natural engagement of mind and senses. Therefore, it is superior for dhyana yoga. You have to take many births to reach to this stage. Because it is a gradual process. Like you have to walk these steps on the 12th floor of a building. And if I have to walk, how many days I will take? It takes maybe 2-3 days. But if there is a lift, then anybody can skip. You reach there. So bhakti yoga is superior lift which immediately take us from any platform directly to the highest
platform.
What you need in this yoga, you need to control mind. What you need in bhakti yoga? One thing you need. What you need in bhakti yoga? One thing.
Engage.
Huh? Engage. Who will engage you in service? Who will engage you in service? You need only association of devotees. Only one thing you need. If you get the association of devotees, the process is cut. Automatically lift is done. In big buildings, lift is always operated by a person. It's not anybody can jump in. So the bhakti yoga lift is operated by bhakta. Only you associate with bhakta, then he will take you up. In yoga, you have to be alone in the jungle in Himalayas like this. In bhakti yoga, you have one other devotee with you, maybe many other devotees with you. You want to remain alone or you want to be with many devotees? What is the nature of a human being? Live in a society. Right? That's the nature. You want to live with society. You cannot be alone. One in thousand may try to be alone. But it's not natural for everybody. Alright. So the practitioner is perfect when he controls his desires. The practitioner of this yoga is perfect when he controls his materially enjoying desires.
Тот, кто практикует йогу, он становится совершенно, достигает совершенства только тогда, когда он полностью контролирует все свои материальные желания.
Now, you read the purport of Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada is quoting from Bhagavatam 3 verses.
Комментарий Прабхупада цитирует три стиха из Шримад Бхагаватам. Комментарий.
So you read the first portion till the verse.
Комментарий. В отличие от обыкновенного человека, йог в своих действиях не руководствуется материальными желаниями, главным из которых является половое. Совершенный йог полностью управляет своим умом, поэтому его не беспокоят никакие материальные желания. Это ступень совершенства естественным образом достигает тот, кто развил в себе сознание Кришны.
See, now Prabhupada is the alternative. There is a one system and there is an alternative system which is easier. So Prabhupada is giving the easiest system. He is quoting from Bhagavatam, Amrish Maharaj. How he was engaging all his senses in service of Supreme Lord.
Таким образом, он понимал все свои чувства по служению Господу.
Савай манха Кришна падара виндаю. His mind was always focused on the lotus feet of Krishna. Savai manha, mind. Now that mind, it stopped. This mind, no, it stopped. See, with open eyes. When you go near to the deity, start focusing your mind on lotus feet of Supreme Lord. You will find the tulsi leaf and sandal applied on the foot of Supreme Lord. Then go a little up, you will find some ankle ornament. In this way, you start looking till the beautiful face. See the ears with beautiful earrings. What cloth they are wearing. And you see it for a few minutes. Then go out and sit and with closed eyes see the same thing again. The whole purpose of the temple is every day we should carry the deity within our hearts, all day we should be with the Supreme Lord.
Мы должны с самого утра запечатлеть этот образ в нашем уме и носить этот образ в течение всего дня, куда что бы мы ни делали, так чем бы мы ни занимались, мы постоянно должны помнить этот образ.
So every day we must focus our mind on the lotus feet of Supreme Lord.
Так каждый день мы должны фокусировать наше сознание на лотосе.
Vanchanti vekhanta gunanu varanane. And what we use, should use tongue for? Speaking the glories of Supreme Lord, Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavad Krishna Kata. So this is tongue is now. Mind is engaged, tongue is engaged. All the five working senses, five knowledge acquiring senses, 11 is mind. All 11 are engaged in this, in these verses. So, after the water, after the tongue, he says, karo mandara majanada. Karo means hand, kartal. Kartal, karo means hand. Mandara majanada means clean the temple. Only Sridhar, this morning, after everybody took prasad, along with the other Mataji, cleaning the temple. Nitidhar and Durga Mataji, Tanya, they were cleaning the whole temple. There is Mandar Majanadav, there is the positive engagement.
Так,
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, he cleans the Gundicha temple. As much dirty things you get out of the temple, that much dirty things from your heart will disappear. Therefore we should really say, I would like to clean this much. No, I will clean this. You must fight to clean because you clean your heart quickly. Yes, you clean the temple, Krishna will clean the heart. Shrutim chakar achutta satak katha adya. Now ear, shrutim.
So
what will you do for ears? Achutta katha, the past time of Supreme Lord Achutta, we hear from the ears. Mukanda lingaya darshana darshau. And eyes to see the beautiful form of Supreme Lord Arjuna. So why the word Mukanda said? Mukanda means when you see the Lord, you are liberated. Mukanda, Mukti. You are liberated from other forms which are in the heart, they are dissolved. The other forms are dissolved when Mukhan form comes. Krishna hai Surya Saman, Maya hai Andhakar. When you see Krishna, the whole heart become enlightened, all the darkness disappears. Now what we should do the other part of the limbs of the body. Tada bhratya gatra prase anga sangaram. To embrace the devotee. When you meet the devotee. With love and affection, embrace one another. Bow down to one another. Cut from the limb, the lotus feet of the devotee. Get blessing from them. This will purify the whole body. Granam chatadapada saroja sorbe. Now the nose. Now, nose. For what? To smell. The something which is offered to the Supreme Lord. This is your. Smell beautiful flowers offered to the Lord, beautiful fragrance, scent offered to the Lord. No, don't smell the frying fish. No. Or is it not? Oh, golden era, you are. Hare Krishna. the rest in the end. So no, every day morning, such year, when some bad smell comes, no, not this. That is now, yes, now, after this, Srimad Tulsiha Rasanam Tada Arpita, and also, this stand, flower, and Tulsi, which is offered to the Supreme Lord. Tulsi, the line.
Yeah.
Smell Tulsi. Now lift. Pada Hari Kshetra Pada Anusprasane. By the lift you go to the temple. Go to the holy dham. So the legs are used for walking to the temple. But Krishna conscious movement has given a more activity to the legs.
No,
when you come in the temple, then you dance with the legs. Perfection. If you dance in the kirtan, sing Hare Krishna. By the time you reach to the home, you are already exhausted. No more fighting at home. Already you have spoken 1,000 times Hare Krishna, you have no energy to talk more. And then we feed you here, Krishna Prasad, you reach home, Hare Krishna. If you come in the temple and dance and also honor Prasad, then at home there will be peace, no fight. It's a very simple thing. After all, a person has a limit of 35,000-40,000 words per day. He can speak only. So in the morning, already we are chanting 24,000 Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Then we are chanting and dancing more 10,000. Today's quota over. Then whole day you are Mohan Maharaj outside, no talking. People say he is very sober man, not talking.
It's
very serious. Right? In the train, I hear, not here, in India, in the train, people talk. But we never talk because we already chanted so much, we cannot talk. You say, you have this experience. Very simple formula to be peaceful and happy in life. It's not for the fools, it is the king Amrish, the emperor, he was practicing. And he was living in Vrindavan, Madhuban. And he was the one for whom the Sudarshan Chakra of Krishna came to protect.
Mm-hmm.
And on the other side, there was a big yogi, always in sitting in dhyan, Durvasa. He was defeated. Durvasa Muni is Lord Shiva's portion. There was Rishi Atri and his wife Anusuya, the first lady known in the history. Her name is Anusuya. Means not finding fault in anybody, everything good in everybody. Anusuya means not finding fault. Fault. She was the chaste lady known. And she got the three sons. One Lord Vishnu, Dattatreya came as Lord Vishnu. Then Chandrama from Brahma.
Chandrama.
Moon from Brahma.
Moon
came, Brahma came as a moon, Chandrama.
Chandrama. So Krishna woman.
And Shiva. Durvasa.
Durvasa.
So these three are from the three principal controllers of the material universe. Brahma, Vishnu and
life.
So Durvasa is a devotee. Another side is a great yogi. He is actually the portion of the greatest yogi, Shiva. And what was the good quality of Durvasa, of the Ambarish, what he was observing on that day? Ekadashi Vrat. And Durvasa came there and he said, I want to take food at your house, Pratap, please feed me, king. Yes. Making all arrangements. Durvasa said, I am going to the river, I will take bath and then come. And it was the time to break Ekadashi. Maharaj Ambarish, please you break Ekadashi, then you will get only the benefit of Ekadashi. How can I eat before feeding the guests? Okay, you can drink water, then you will get all benefit and you will not dishonor the guest. Ambarish Maharaj simply took little water. Hey, you have taken water before me. You have disrespected me. Took one here. And the fifth Himane scripture came out. Go and kill this king. And immediately the disc of the Raj Krishna came. And that demon was immediately smashed. Now this disc was chasing Durvasa, and Durvasa was running. He went to the Brahma, Satyalok, all the way, without aeroplane, went to the Satyalok. Hey, Goshpat Brahma, please save me, save me. Who is saving you? Chakra. Get out, go to the people of Chakra, not me, get out.
No, but you can say to the Indian community,
he all the way crossed the material world. After Brahma's planet, material world, he reached to the Sadashiv Lok in the spiritual world. Lord Shiva said, where are you going, Durvasa? Sadashiv, protect me, my father, protect me. Who is saving you? Sudarshan Chakra. Shankar says, no, go to the man whose chakra is.
He
went to the Vaikuntha. Durvasa was competent to go in the same body to the Vaikuntha. Lord Vishnu, please protect me from your disc. Vishnu says, I am completely sold to the devotees. Only the devotees who have offended, you go and beg forgiveness from him. Aham bhakta pradhinu. These are the words of the Supreme Lord. I am under the control of my devotees. Now Durvasa came back.
Durvasa.
He said, I am Ambarish Maharaj was standing and waiting for Durvasa, not eating. Durvasa folded his hands and wanted to pay obeisance. Ambarish Maharaj embraced, no, you are a great rishi. Please save me. Then Ambarish says, Sudarshan Chakra, please leave Durvasa alone.
Darshan means
to see.
Darshan means
and so means beautiful.
So which I have Krishna Krishna.
Sudarshan means beautiful darshan. For the devotee, Sudarshan is beautiful darshan. For the demon, it is a terrible thing. So Prabhupada is given, quoted this here simply to show that from Durvasa, yogi, devotee Ambarish was great.
Ambarish Maharaj,
So good to go to the temple and have the darshan of Supreme Lord and dance in the... Use the legs for going to the temple and dancing in Kirtan. Shiro Rishikesh Padahi Padadivandane. Then head. Then what do you do with the head? Rishikesh, the master of senses, put it at the lotus feet of Supreme Lord, bow down your head. Head may be decorated with beautiful turban and nice crowns, is useless until unless it is bowed down at the feet of Supreme Lord. You have seen the stamp, rubber stamp? You look on the rubber stamp, it is all everything upside, just opposite. Oh, so you hold on. When you put on the paper, it becomes straight. What is wrong is on your forehead from the karma. When you bow down at the feet, it is like iskam, it becomes immediately correct. Everything wrong becomes right immediately. Raghunath Das Goswami was saying 1,000 pranam every day to the Vaishnavas. Raghunath Das Goswami. The more you bow down, the more things will be correct in your life. That will make us more humble. And humility is the sign of advancement in knowledge of Supreme Lord. Kaman Chadasya Natukama Kamya. In the end, he has no separate desire. He is simply satisfied with the desire of Supreme Lord.
You
consider
Why
are you satisfied with the desire of Supreme Lord? Rati, get the word Rati. Rati Shekhar? Get ready. Yadutama Shloka Janashriya Ratihi, because he has deep love for Supreme Lord, so he can only do what Lord wants. Very simple. If you love somebody, then you will only do what pleases him. So these are the verses quoted here. Now read the translation of these verses. I have told you something directly. Now you hear the translation from the
Царем Мариша прежде всего сосредоточил ум на лотосных стопах Господа Кришны, а затем одно за другим занял служением Господа всех свои органы чувств, его уста, отправляли там тщательные качества Господа, руки убирали его в храм, уши слушали рассказы о деяниях Господа, а глаза зацепляли его божественный образ. Тело царя оказалось первопреданным Господом, нос вдыхал аромат святого воздуха, пронесенный Господом, а язык оказался вкусом листьев тулочки, возложенных Господом Богом Господом. Ноги несли его крестам паломничества и храмом Господом. Голова склонялась перед Господом, а все желания были связаны с желаниями Господа. Все эти духовные занятия как нельзя лучше подходят тому, кто стремился стать чистым преданным.
Рапти, what is Рапти card? Then Prabhupada's small purport says, the yogis may not understand this higher philosophy of bhakti yoga.
In this portion?
Next purport is called like this.
In this portion. Here.
In последнем абзаце здесь в окончании Шрила Прабхупады говорит, что йоги не смогут понять настроение преданности.
Because they still will go pay somebody, sit there like half an hour and come back.
Pay somebody?
There's still so many people will go in a yoga club.
But before that, what was it?
They cannot really appreciate this simple and sublime process.
То есть люди в большинстве они не могут оценить простой и возвышенный метод бхакти-йоги, который Прабхупада записывает в первом половине этого комментария. Они придут и будут там пытаться стать становиться йогами, там пытаться там выжимать себя какую-то йогу, там медитировать, но все это будет как фарс.
Йоги, йоги, they just go there. Why they do yoga? Why? I want to enjoy the guy, I'll be healthy. This is not the purpose of yoga.
Почему люди здесь занимаются этой йогой? Просто они хотят наслаждаться, им нужно чтобы здоровье для того, чтобы наслаждаться в этом месте.
They are bhogi yogis.
Они называются bhogi yogis.
Because they want to enjoy. Their purpose of yoga is to enjoy.
Единственная цель, почему они здесь занимаются, это просто наслаждаться.
And there are expert cheaters, they take money and tell you few tricks, do like this, and you will be yogi. Touch your ear, I have touched my ear. Is it a problem? No, this is not good. Now let this hand touch this ear. It is simple like this, what is the problem? But if somebody comes and he touches the hand here, you say, oh, very good.
Если кто-то приходит, и вот у него получается, у вас на глазах, когда тронутся, наверное, через голову, все обладают этому человеку.
Some experts, they come and they bark like dog. Woo, woo. And this is a very good dog. It's natural dog is their way.
На сцене, да, на сцене имитирует как гавкает собака, и очень, то есть, не отличить практически. Со всем обладают такому человеку. На другой стороне есть много собак на улице, на них он еще внимание не обращает.
This, what is the purpose of this yoga? There was a one yogi. He practiced for 20 years. And then he was walking on the water like this. And there was another expert devotee, he said, in 20 years you have only learned 2 ruble worth of practice.
Первый, который ему сказал, на этот, прокомментировал, что способность хождения по воде Когда у вас туда просто взять и найти результаты, которые равен двум рублям.
Why?
Почему?
I can go by boat and 2 rupees on the other side.
За 2 рупии могу через вишку перебраться на лодке с каким же.
Why to wait 20 years and walk on this
water?
Somebody sent me a message that said there were 2 persons sitting in meditation. And 3rd person came and he wanted to sit with them in meditation. So their house was on the other side of the Rika, Matsya Rika. This is Matsya Rika of these yogis.
Maybe some go
across the
river.
So once yogi said, no, I have no asana, so I am going to home. He just walked on the water. Went there and brought asana, he was sitting like this. Second yogi
said,
he said, oh, I also forgot my mala, I must go and bring it. He also walked on the water. He brought it. Now third was new. Now you have to show that I am also yogi. I am going to take something. And he tried to walk and he fell into the water. Again he started, again he fell. Then the two were talking cancer. Shall we tell him where are the stones to go on the other side? So these all yogis are like this. So it is better to be humble, chant Hare Krishna and be happy.
Приверженцам философии имперсонализма духовное бытие может казаться непостижимым и недосягаемым. Но человек, обладающий сознанием Кришны, легко достигает его, о чем свидетельствуют стихи, описывающие занятия Махараджа Мариши. Действовать на духовном уровне может только тот, кто постоянно помнит Господа, и чей ум устремлен к животным стопам. Разновидности преданного служения Господу, которым занимался Махараджа Мариша, получили название Аршаны, деятельность, позволяющая человеку использовать все свои чувства служения Господу. Чувства и ум не могут оставаться без действий, поэтому простой отказ от деятельности не приведет йога к успеху. Для большинства людей, особенно для тех, кто не отвлекся от мира, перечисленные высшие духовные занятия для ума и чувств самый лучший способ достичь духовного уровня, который Бхагавадгита определен словом юкта.
Юкта, юкта. One who is united in yoga, by in service. So here ends the purpose. So today's verse says, positive engagement of mind and senses in bhakti yoga is easier and safer process.
Итак, вывод сегодняшнего стиха, то, что пассивное занятие в бхакти йоге и занятие перед чувством ума, служение Богу, является выше, чем просто отвлечение в процессе йоги.
Once in a training, a teacher training, they gave us one paper that one who solves the paper, first he will come number one.
One who?
In a, when we were in training, teacher training, they gave us big question paper. And then they said, the one who finished first, he will come first. And this 2 plus 2, first question.
First question of
what, 2 plus 2? Multiply by 2. Multiply by 2? Minus 1. In this way, there are so many things. In the end, it was written, don't do anything. Write your name and give it back. In the bottom, it is written, don't do anything. Simply write your name and give back. So the one who started from below, he put his name and gave first. He said, how can you complete it first? This is written here. You don't understand?
I love the fact.
Huh?
I love the fact.
You understand what I say?
I understood. What is fun?
Really, when I was professor of medical college, this is the exam they gave us. Because usually we don't read everything, and from middle we take the conclusion. If you don't read the whole Gita, in the Krishna in the end says, don't do anything. Krishna says, don't do anything. Sarva dharma paritya. He will say like this. He will say, don't do this yoga, don't do this yoga. He will say, become my devotee, he will say same thing.
Кто прочитал полностью и понял, конечно,
что там написалось, все это сдал. А те, кто сидели, думали, они так и думали, что все это. So, Srila Prabhupada is very expert in reading what is the last line, and he is giving this information quickly to us before we waste our time and life.
И мы просто следуем за Ватапан, сам делаем правильные выводы, сами не паримся, там и проходим через те вопросы. И человек, который в конце концов говорит, что просто не паримся, все вопросы, он просто напишет свое имя, не дает бумажку. То есть.
Харе Кришна. Спасибо. Any question or comment? Any question? Yes. Как тебе зовут?
Amara.
Amara. Are you a German?
Amara.
Amara. Okay. Krishna say Amara. Amara? Very good. Eternal?
Yes.
Is your soul's name or body's name? Amara is soul. Anyway, what is the question, Amarji?
Мы говорили о йогах, а в чем для нас получается милость Господа Читания, то есть как мы должны ее понять, в чем его милость по отношению к нам.
What is the master of Господа Читания towards us? We are talking about yoga, but what is the master of Господа Читания towards us?
Bhakti yoga.
Bhakti yoga.
By Nama Sankirtan, engaging, dancing in Sankirtan, that's what I
call Nama Sankirtan.
Where Bhagavad Gita ends, Sarva Dharman Paritya Bhagavat starts. And Bhagavat ends by the words Nama Sankirtan Yasya Sarva Papa Pranasanam. All these sins are destroyed by simply doing Nama Sankirtan. And Ketana Chaitanya starts from Nama Sankirtan. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given us the essence of Gita and Bhagavad both.
Mahaprabhu Dhamam Krishna Bhagavad Gita Bhagavatam.
So it's very simple and easy process. Prabhupada said it's very natural, chanting, dancing and feasting. Be happy. Hare Krishna. Yes, this is human being.
Нет, да, пора немножечко извиняюсь за вопрос, но все-таки. Вот. Просто вот говорилось, что вот мантра, она является как бы заменителем нашего желания много говорить. Вот. Но уже говорится также шарпа, чтобы женщинам быть счастливее. Им надо вообще-то раз в 9 больше говорить. Означает ли, что вот женщинам надо больше
The question, the lecture you mentioned that the changing of the holy name as a replacement for our talking propensity. Like more we chant, less there is a chance for us to talk some nonsense or whatever. And but for the ladies you said it required 9 times more to speak, right? So does it mean that ladies should chant 9 times more?
64 rounds? No, because they have to distribute books, therefore they can talk more to distribute books, no problem. For distributing one book, they can talk half an hour, no problem. Very simple, then the activity, Prabhupada gave everything for everybody, for messages, go out, distribute books, talk as much as you love. Or else you be a good singer and 2 hours sing Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, go on sing, no problem. Hare Krishna. So anyway, Mataji should chant more, okay? Yes, Rabbi Shekhar, Rabbi Shekhar, what is your question?
Ну, простите, вот все-таки о важности исследования Экадыши, ну, сроком.
It only came in the Kali Yuga. Ekadashi. At one place Prabhupada has written, because there is a scarcity of food, if all people observe one Ekadashi, there is enough food for the poor people to eat. One place Prabhupada has written like this. And natural cure wise, if you keep your body rest at least twice a month, your body will function nicely. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Madhava Tithi Bhakti Janani Jatana Kari Palan Karo. Madhava Tithi, Ekadashi is called Madhava Tithi. It finishes Madhava, Krishna.
Madhava Tithi. Jatan
kari palan karo. Very carefully observe this. Very carefully observe this. Jatan kari palan karo. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked his own mother Sati Mata, can you please observe Ekadashi and abstain from grandmother?
Махапрабху, он просил свою маму, пожалуйста, можешь ли ты соблюдать Экадеш? Я тебя очень прошу, он просил очень смиренно свою маму соблюдать Экадеш.
But this is other thing, that Ekadashi, we have a more bigger feast than normal days.
No problem, Ekadashi, we have еще больше блюд, больше перенавод, больше и вкуснее,
и вкуснее. Is it better we should be more civil? The whole purpose is don't cook, don't waste time in cooking. Chant Hare Krishna.
Самое же цель Ekadashi, чтобы меньше время тратить на приготовление, на тело, на еду, там, на все это время. Больше помните Кришну, повторяйте его имя и обсуждайте.
Это астрити.
Это определенная аскеза.
Хари Ватри, сказал Хари Ватри, а Мадхав Тити, это же day of Хари.
Хари Ватри.
Ватри. Ватри means day. Харе Чо, Харе Кришна. One more question, then.
Последний вопрос, Кришна.
Yes. Golden era, Irina.
Golden era, Irina.
$8,400,000 Yes.
Из них человекоподобные существа живые.
Джимы. Yes. They are not only on this planet, there are many planets.
Полубоги, полубоги и ангелы-хранители это одна сущность. И назовем людей, у каждого человека есть такие хранители, которые...
What is the position of the demigods and angels? Angels, you know, those who they care for the people, they protect people with the Christian tradition. What is the position there in the 800 million? Do they come under the jurisdiction of those? Are they accountable in this number?
They are jiva tattva, there is no doubt about that, but they are not counted in human beings. Like Gandharva, Siddha, Charana, Deva.
There are
different species of the, there are different species here.
Similarly,
the angels may be different species of higher grade human beings. Yeah, they are on higher planets, they are also human beings. They also is, but they are more qualified and more advanced.
So you say 8 million on this planet.
No, this is an all material planet. There are numerous material planets, yeah? So not only one planet.
So the demigods and angels, they don't come on this number?
Yeah, they are also in the material world. They are in that. They are special species of... Because they want to be human beings sometimes. Which means that they are in that same category.
According to Christian tradition, you take initiation or something.
Okay.
So they give you, you are given the angel who is taking care of you.
Okay.
Is that true? Is that?
That's good. That's the same thing. The guru is taking care of the disciple. Same thing. Prabhupada says our devotees are Vishnu Duta, they are angels. They are Vishnu Dutta, Vishnu Dutta. They are relieving many ajamels from the sinful activity. Relieving many ajamels from sinful activities. They are angels. They are more than angels. Devotees more than angels. In the devotee, all the good qualities of the demigods appear automatically. They are angels. They are super angels.
I mean, super angels.
Hare Krishna.